Hi, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Always and Everywhere, where we're saying that we can make our lives count by making his name known. We've really been looking at the spread of the gospel all the way from the beginning till it is today. Jesus rose from the grave and told his disciples to go make disciples everywhere, to the ends of the earth, and to teach them everything he had commanded, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And he said, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you'll have power to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the othermost parts of the earth. And we've been looking how that spread in the New Testament. The verse we looked at was 2 Timothy 2:8 through 10. It says this: Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. What Paul is saying there to Timothy, and remember, Paul was the person who discipled and trained and led Timothy to be one of the leaders of the early church. At this point in the letter, he's probably in prison. It might be his last letter he's written, and he is trying to really encourage Timothy in many ways to take up the mantle, I guess, or continue on the work that Paul has. But he's in prison, he's facing death, and this is what he says, basically, hey, don't forget Jesus Christ. Don't forget that he died and he rose again, that he's fully God. He paid the penalty for sin. It says he descended from David. That's another way of saying, but he's fully man as well. He's fulfilling the promise that God gave to David, that someone would always be on his throne forever. And in both those, he's saying, look, God is faithful. Remember that God is faithful, that he sent his son and he rose from the grave, that he fulfilled his promises. In his faithfulness, he says, remember, I have endured all things. Even though I'm suffering as someone who's in chains, I do all these things. Why? Because I don't want the gospel to be chained. I don't want the word of God to be chained. And I'm doing all this so that other people might hear the gospel. Now think about it. Here's Paul, maybe towards the end of his life, telling Timothy, I want you to continue on. Timothy might be thinking, man, what about me? What about my life? What if I'm going to be put in prison? What if I'm going to be beaten? What if I'm going to be, have my life threatened? These are all things that Timothy must be thinking. If I do what Paul's asking me to do, then I could face the same punishment that Paul's facing. That's got to be overwhelming. But what Paul is saying is he's sharing his mindset that yes, I do face death, but Christ was raised from the grave. So in Paul's mind, he might say something like this, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. So even if he dies, he gets to go be with Jesus. His confidence is so strong that his life doesn't end when it just dies physically. At the same time, he's really depending on the faithfulness of God, and that the mission of getting the word of God out to other people is higher than his own life. That's what he's saying to Timothy. Timothy, don't love your life so much that you love it more than the spread of the gospel. That's got to be a huge challenge to a guy like Timothy. But at the same time, we are faced with the same thing here. The only difference is our lives don't seem to be threatened in the same way that Paul's was threatened. Here in America, we have pretty much everything we need on a regular basis. We typically don't worry about where our bread and water and our shelter are coming from, not typically. And yet we are carriers of the same message. And I think what happens is we get so lulled to death with our safety that we forget that other people need this message because their lives are endangered. We just don't see it on a regular basis. And I think the challenge is, are we willing to endure all things? I think for us, we don't want to risk our own comfort. We don't want to risk our own sense of control over our lives. And that can hinder us from wanting to serve the Lord and actually get the word out. God, I pray that you help us to be people who are fixated on your gospel, people who would want to share it with others, people who would be more concerned that the word of God is going out than we are with our own lives. At the same time, God, help us to have wisdom on how to share. This is a different type of culture than Paul was in. Give us wisdom on how to share and what to share and when to share it. But Lord, make us a little bit obsessed with making sure that others would know you. Lord, help us as we do this. We ask that in your son's name. Amen. take a second and just think about the ways that this message challenges you and talk to God about them before you go on to your next thing. Till next time, God bless.